that's impossible. Because I love you more. I love you more than anything. So, there's no question about it. Oh, yeah? Well, you're my world. No, you're my galaxy. You're everything to me. So, I love you more. Okay. How about we agree that I love you more, and we could just stop this. I don't think I'll ever get used to this. Being so in love with someone who loves me just the same. Willing to do anything for me. It's wonderful. I could go crazy right now and you wouldn't even care. If I said I wanted to, I don't know, get rid of anyone who stands in our way, you'd agree with me. Oh, we are just perfect for each other. Oh, of course, love. If you have an idea, I would love to hear it. What's your idea, my darling? Oh, transform the basement? Transform it into what? Oh, like a little love area? Where we can just ignore the world and isolate ourselves? Where it'll just be the two of us, loving one another, becoming one. Sweetie, I probably say this all the time, but you're a genius. I think that's a wonderful idea. You know what we should do? We should get those curtains, or the fabric that's super dark so no one can see inside. We can block out all the windows down there. No one can look in, and we can't look out. And we can hang pretty lighting, like Christmas lights, or something. Something colorful. Something to display our passion and love for one another. And no one can stop us. Do you think that's a wonderful idea? Oh, thank you. You're just saying that because you love me. You know what we should do also? We should put up soundproof walls. So when we are in the moment of passion, or in the moment of silence, just the two of us, no one can hear us. And we can't hear anyone else. So we'll have peace and quiet. And then we can hear each other's hearts. It'll be the closest thing to having each other's hearts in the palm of our hands. What do you think? Oh, I knew you'd agree. Our minds are so similar. Maybe this is what real love is. And a tinge of crazy. Oh, sweetie, I'm not afraid to admit that I'm a little crazy. Because it's crazy in love. With you. So if being in love with you means I'm absolutely insane and I should be dealt with, then lock me up. But not really, of course, because I want to be with you. And if I get separated from you, I don't even want to think about it. Oh? Yeah, of course. What's your idea? Ooh, I've never had a waterbed before. As our bodies become one, and the bed moves along with us. It'll be like we're on a lake or something. I've never been to the lake either. Maybe it won't be the same. You want to take me to the lake? Really? I love being able to share new experiences with you. I want to do everything with you. Everything. Unless it'll end in our demise. Because I want to live forever with you. Well, you know, until we... until we croak. But I don't want to think about that. Because if you go before me, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I might go a little more crazy. And if I go before you, I can't even imagine what you'd do. And I don't want anything to happen to you. So let's agree to be happy in the moment and live forever. Or just let our minds believe that we'll live forever. Until we're old and we can look back on our life. Look back on all the wonderful memories. All the love we shared. I have an idea. I'm really creative today. Now, I know we don't want to share our love with others. Nobody else deserves our love. Besides, I guess, family, of course. That's different. That's platonic. Is that the right word for family? I don't know. But I was thinking maybe we could get a pet. That'd also be platonic. I don't know why I explained it this way. I think I got caught up on the thought of you loving someone else. But no matter, I know you love me, and I love you. If we get a pet, it'll be more love to share. And our love for adorable creatures will enhance. And it'll be like our child. Well, not a real human child, but a little fur baby, or a scaly baby, or something, whatever we decide to get. And we can really just live a happy life. What do you say? Is that a good idea? Or is this one where I'm overstepping boundaries? Because I don't want to overstep your boundaries. Really? You would get a pet for me? Oh, if I didn't love you before, I'm deeply, madly in love with you now. And that's saying something, because I was in love with you before. Maybe we should get started on that basement. Start looking at items we'd like to add. You know, because I'd really love to be in a soundproof room with you. Going crazy. Passionate. Love. Great. The sooner we get started, the sooner we can finish. And then the closer we can be. Doesn't that sound wonderful? You just get me. Now, I'm not saying you love me more than I love you. But maybe it's equal. And we're equally in love. Because look at me. Right. As if you could ever look away. I love you. And I never want you to forget that. I would do anything for you. If you wanted me to, I would destroy this planet to make you happy. Of course we wouldn't be safe then. But if you wanted it, then of course I'd do it for you. You know, all this talking about how in love we are is really getting me excited. I know we don't have the basement ready, but maybe we should go down there anyways. Feel the cold, hard floor on our backs as we toss and turn, taking turns on top and on bottom, just really getting into the rhythm of things. What do you say, my love?